Charisma magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Katie Dale, blogger at bipolarbrave.com, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a tragic story about a pregnant youth pastor who was killed in a car accident. Her husband thankfully survived, but with serious injuries. Yet when he woke up in the hospital, he started worshiping God. Stay tuned to find out more.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today.
A pregnant youth pastor and her unborn daughter were killed in a head-on collision. Her husband survived the crash, but was critically injured, according to WSFA 12 News. Just hours before the accident on Saturday, March 7th, Brianna Brown Eaton was leading worship at a women's conference at Lynn Church of God in Cullman, Alabama, reports AL.com. The 24-year-old youth pastor sang, "Ain't No Grave, Can't Hold My Body Down." In part, the lyrics say this: "There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise up out of the ground. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down." Brianna and her husband Jacob were driving home from the women's conference where they both led worship when another car veered into their lane and hit them. Brianna, who was 8 months pregnant with a daughter named Adelaide, was declared dead on sight. But Jacob was taken to the hospital, where he woke up on March 9th. Lynn Church of God posted an update on Facebook that day, saying Jacob was awake and worshiping God. When the church's pastor got to the hospital to tell Jacob the news, the injured youth pastor said God already told him. The church writes this: "He is in good spirits, and he's worshiping his way through this. Please continue to pray." End quote. Jacob is still struggling from his serious injuries, which include two broken shins, a broken arm, a broken tailbone, a collapsed lung, and a shifted pelvis, according to a GoFundMe account that was set up for him. According to two close friends, Chris and Alicia Stokes, the Eatons struggled to get pregnant. The Stokes say the Eatons' struggle ended when God moved in a church service one night. That same day, Brianna became pregnant with their miracle child, Adelaide. The Stokes led worship with the Eatons the night of the accident and were driving behind them when the crash occurred. Listeners, please continue to pray for Jacob and the entire church family as they grieve the loss of Brianna and Adelaide. Tune in to the Charisma News podcast for more updates. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.